Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions in 9 minutes because the best to know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Keith Weaver. I am a business consultant and CEO of Weaver Business Coaching, where we help businesses with data-driven tools to maximize their results. We basically do this by helping them align the different parts of their business. So we work on their mindset, business strategy, people, processes, so that they can achieve, their business can achieve full results.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
You know, I've been a seven-time business owner and been a business owner for decades, and I've seen the good and the bad, but it takes a lot to be a business owner or a CEO. And I love working with them to see their passion and the courage that business owners and CEOs have. And I love watching them, how much they can accomplish when they really dig in and have that passion and they have the right tools and people. And it's just fun to be a part of all that, to see all those things come to life. It's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
Yes, very definitely true. And not only that, many business owners have multiple decision makers that you kind of have to wrangle together to, you know, get decisions made. But, you know, you have to be creative, you have to be persistent. And I guess the easiest tip I would say is, it's if you find somebody in the company that has the pain point or the problem that you solve, and you can show them the value, and then ask them, you know, who do we need to get on board to make this work for you? You know, then you get an advocate in them and they help wrangle those people and get those people together to make the decisions.
Absolutely. You. Advocates are very important. Question number four, what advice would you share with other people working in the B2B industry? Go.
You know, like most things in life, you have to be purposeful and strategic. And two tips I would have is just what I call setting up your dominoes and to declutter. And what I mean by setting up your dominoes, we've all seen the videos where people have these dominoes set up and they knock them over and they all, you know, it's fun to watch. But just like that in business, you have to have each domino really secure and in place, and then align the next one perfectly so that they match up. And if those are aligned, it's gonna just all flow together. So to align your vision, your strategy, your processes, people, culture, customer service, so that it flows smoothly from start to end, that's going to help you really improve your business. And the second one, kind of related to the dominoes, is to really declutter. Like I said, there's, you know, when you watch those videos, they clear off all the loose pieces. You don't want loose pieces in the way that when the domino is falling or you have that path, you don't want anything interfering. And, you know, right, with a lot of businesses, you know, they have to restructure, they have to reorganize, and they're grappling at anything they can, some of those loose pieces, if you will. And if they really know their core business, they stabilize it and build off of that, it's so much easier to pivot, to restructure, to refocus teams, those kind of things, when you don't have all the clutter of other things going on.
That is true. Love that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
You know, one is Dan Rawls, who I've known for a long time. He is just an incredible networker. He knows so many people, and he works with a company called Trustegrity, which is basically kind of a mastermind group. But great guy, and like I said, well-connected, great at networking and marketing and stuff. And another one is Mike Zanni, who is actually the CEO of a company called The Predictive Index, which is a really kind of groundbreaking company, and he's a great visionary person that I think would be very interesting to have on.
Perfect. I will look them up when we are done here. So we got to get question number six, which is the most important question of the podcast. I need you to focus on this one, Keith.
Okay.
Here we go. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
My first sale. Well, when I was 10 years old, a neighbor of ours taught me how to make copper trees, where you twist copper wire to make these trees. And I just really fell in love with that and started making them and turned it into a business. And so I sold several of them. My first one was to a neighbor, but it was just awesome as a kid to know that it was something that I loved doing. I made it, and I made it with my own hands. And then somebody cared enough about it to buy them. It was just really special. I love that feeling.
That is the awesome story. I love that there. So Keith, you now have 3 minutes and 35 seconds left. Wow. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, or since the best to know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
So, you know, I'd be curious to know what your tips are for getting to the person, like you said, the decision maker. You have to get to the decision maker a lot, I'm sure.
I do. The tip is, I'll give you the 101 tip, is when you start building out your outbound funnel, make sure you're offering something at the beginning of value that isn't a blatant obvious, you know, hey, would you like my free ebook? Would you like a free consult? Because everyone knows that when you say free ebook or free consults or free use of my software, that's, you're getting me into your funnel.
Right. Exactly.
But like I had someone recently send me a link. Hey, Bob, I want to give you, you know, because of things that are going on right now, I want to give you this software for free. So I click on the link. It's an affiliate code. I know for a fact that, okay, you're trying to get me into your funnel. You're not being completely genuine with me.
Right. Exactly.
So that would be my little tip on that part there. Awesome. And just to let you know, you have 2 minutes and 25 seconds left. Would you like some promo time or we can end early?
No, people can visit our website if we're interested, but I'm sure you have that. And so I appreciate your time though and being on.
Hey, not a problem. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Say your website real quick.
WeaverBusinessCoaching.com.
And that's in the description. It's magic. Woo. Awesome. There you go. Keith, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I'm Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.